I mean, POL, I stumbled into initially when I started writing this story, the possibility, the scenario there in the end of it, where, you know, we have the situation there with the person who is has to decide whether pushing that button or not. And then maybe there is a whole crew there of people who are in leading positions, top leading, and in charge of that button. And they all decided to do it. We will anyway, you know, maybe 90% of the population of the Earth will die, but we have our hideouts and we can live underground, completely protected until the radiation and all that is gone, and we can come back and we will populate the Earth again, and you know, with the, and of course we, the ones who are, we are, you know, the smartest people on Earth, specially selected and all that, shall we take from all the races, or just the more. Oh, you see how it gets into that, the more developed and noble and, you know. Yeah, once. So they're into all that stuff. Which means that they come to that point. That point, the singularity becomes that when you push that button, then all this happens. It's like resetting the entire planet. So who's gonna push it? So you know, you have that president there who is just elected, put into that seat by some smart PR people. Who's just an actor, basically. And behind that person are those who actually control, and they are standing there. But then the president is the only one who can push the button or something like that, or has to be the final. You know, if the president doesn't agree, then it won't happen, as a veto power there. So, and normally it should be the president who pushes it, and who then of course gets responsible for it. That's how, what the others came up with. So they made those rules that the one who has to push it is the president, and if the president's dead, then, you know, the vice president, some that way, like the emperor. But then the president is, and it's generally so narcissistic kind of a person who gets into that role, that they are not very intelligent, that they can't see that, you know, I can enjoy being the lord of the world here, all the luxury, the beautiful ladies, and, you know, if you're a man, and all that. Which I think is often, you know, why they want to become these kind of big political shots. So, therefore, that person cannot see that he or she will be blamed also for destroying the world. But at this point, when everyone stands there, all the others stand around, they say, push it, push it. And that person realizes, hey, what are you doing? You know, if I push this, I am guilty of destroying the earth, the world, billions of people. Are you crazy? So, sorry, it's not me, thanks. And then, of course, they need to shoot that president and have the vice president do it instead. So whatever is going on, consider that president crazy. Or, and then here we go, vice president. Push the button, and same thing. And no one is really able to do it. Anything can happen here, you know, one of the people standing there, you know, these bureaucrats who are actually the ones who are in power, the deep state and all those people, we have it there. Someone just could just rush forward and grab the hand of that president and finger and just put your finger down there on that button. And just, you know, do this and that, whatever he has to do. So, and this way he's doing it, but they are forcing him or her. And then wham, the whole thing starts. And then we see, next scene, someone, and people in Iran or whatever. Ordinary folks. Could be kids coming home from school or whatever, you know. Mommy, wait. Oh, nice to see you again. And then there is this huge flash of light. And she just takes the kids instinctively. Pulls them in, closes the door, and maybe jumps under the bed or in a basement or something. And then wham, windows getting blown out, and this enormous, thunderous, earth-shaking noise. And then, you know, she just pulls a blanket over and could be a grandmother. Have the kids under there, you know, just puts coats and blankets and anything she can to protect them from the radiation. And then she stands there looking at that cloud, realize that she's probably so hurt by the radiation that it's over for her pretty soon. Or something like that. Or we could take it from the other side. It's one of our the characters in our story. Is walking there. And this happens to him or her. Who is then immediately kicked out of the physical Boer realm and stands outside there in Boer, okay, just looking at this madness going on there. Gosh, and you know, then he's there with his friends and saying, gosh, this is the end of the world, isn't it? Of that world. Good old earth. And the others stand there looking also and saying, come on. It's a nice place. Come on. And then they go there. I mean, I'm just playing with different possibilities. And they just take over. They make a huge campaign, like they are taking care of a war, but the opposite of peace attack, where they approach from the subtle platform, from the Boer platform, the leaders, top leaders, those who sit there ready to push their buttons, which would just, you know, make the whole thing blow up. And just intensely propagandizing them from their minds, and there will be thoughts and dreams and insights and voices in their minds saying, don't do this. Use ordinary weapons and blow out their nuclear bases. So they do, and they have these super duper hypersonic missiles that are very long distance, 20 times the speed of sound or something, and no one can stop them. But they don't charge them with nuclear loads, but have this, which they now, it appears, have developed. You know, you have half of the planet now, the Asian half, who have been ruled for years now by our Daivik influencers. Not ruled by, but inspired by, and therefore they have built up that system instead. So that as soon as someone pushes the button, wherever it may be, then they will know have some kind of information system there, so they will immediately know and identify who did it, and then they will push their button, but a different button. A green button, not a red button. That with an extreme speed and extreme precision and with just the right loads of explosive loads or whatever, of a non-poisonous, non-crazy level, mass destruction level, that just with super precision will destroy those nuclear bases. And all the other, after that first one hits, and in just a few minutes, all those bases that belongs to the one who pushed the hit button with all their nuclear weapons will be destroyed. Poof. Not that the bombs will blow off, but the carriers, the whole thing, will just be broken. And in that way we end. We get an end of war for real. So that's a possibility, and this way you can connect it to our end of war thing too.